from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, hold on now, Clint. You are the one who said, "Hey, man, stick him outside with water."
Yeah, it'd be fine. I'm not saying you don't go check on him. I mean, you go check on him, whatever. Let him walk in the house, whatever you want to do.
Poke him with a stick, see if they're still alive.
I mean, this ain't. And look, we're in dire straits here. We're
not going to do this.
We had a hurricane, man. I mean, you and your wife go get in a damn hotel somewhere and let them pups rest at the crib.
I will admit that since my stance probably actually would be closer to Clint's, is the reason why I don't have a dog. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd rather just not have a dog
than be a bad owner like Clint.
Yeah, I'd rather.
I know.
You don't want to make those decisions.
This keeps turned into me being a bad owner and animal cruelty, and it's not. My house is on the water and it's got sun. I got windows all over the place. Sun beaming in that crib. There ain't a hotter house in America. I walked in, was like,
I'd have called Clint Bud Adams.
This is pretty damn comfortable right here. And he won't even let his dog stay in that. Are you kidding me?
Well, Tyler won't even go stay in the Days Inn. I mean, he's bougie as hell.
Exactly. Hell.
I don't know what the hell's wrong with that.
Come on, man. Y'all done got Lopez turning me into the Animal Cruelty Foundation or whatever they're called, man. Damn.
Just PETA. That's all right.
I mean, PETA, whatever.
I hope there's not a cruelty foundation.
Because you'd be the president, is what Clint said.
Yeah. All right. Oh, man. Y'all try to turn me into a bad man.
No, listen, we are going to have to address this.
Oh, damn dog!
Because I'm at the house trying to do some work, you know, to get the house as
soft,
to get the house as comfortable as possible. And I mean, these two are going at it. I mean, all my watch and phone, and this is what I found out. We started to get some internet back around our house because that bad boy just kept boom, boom. Boom, boom. There was a graph that came up on my watch. So we're going to have to address
factual this. Factual information.
We're going to have to address this. But before we do, those of you still out of power. Tyler, you out of power still?
I am indeed, sir.
Clinton, you still out of power?
I'm out of power, yes, sir. No power at the Casa.
That's your father-in-law's got it, though, doesn't he?
It lit up today, right as
lit
I left.
Lit up today. This guy has an in-home generator, and he gets the power first.
Yep.
All right, how about that?
Damn it.
We are still out of power as well. What is the latest, Tyler? We want to continue to update folks out there that are finding ways to listen to us or to watch us, however you are. But this is the latest updates that we have right now from our city officials. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So first off, the number now of customers without power, according to CenterPoint, is at a little bit over 1.3 million customers. So I believe when we signed off yesterday, we were at what? 1.6?
A little under 1.6.
Yeah, that's right. So we got 1.3 million Houstonians still struggling without electricity. They have restored electricity to 924,000 customers. And other than that, the only other thing to add really is today is once again, we are under a heat advisory, people. Obviously, it's Houston. It's hot as hell. It is July. So if you need to find one of those cooling centers, and if you need information on that, you can Google FEMA or you can go to any of our Sports Radio 610 social media pages, Instagram, Twitter, stuff like that.
Yeah, so that is the latest as things are continuing. We are still having to kind of survive things and roll through things. You probably didn't sleep at all again last night,
dude,
Tyler.
It was even worse.
Oh, I know it was.
Oh man, I don't think I really slept more than 45 minutes.
I had to go get a window unit.
I got one this morning.
I had to make the decision of I can't have this air on and the refrigerator on and these plugs on. Really, I just can't have this air on. So, got a window unit. Shout out to Lowe's. Thought about going to Home Depot, but I took the left instead of the right.
I'm telling you.
Where are them cabinets?
Yes, I did. I thought of Clint. I said, Court, let's go right.
I had me another go around with him yesterday.
Let's go right, Clint. That's what I told Court. Let's go right. Let's go this way. But listen, all right, I want to kick this off. You know what I do every time I come in, Tyler? What are Houston sports fans talking about? And I still think the number one thing on Houston sports fans minds are what Clint and what Tyler just talked about and the updates and what's going on, power outages and everything. And I just want to have a quick dialogue conversation here because I am obviously, this is now what my fourth year being here and this is my first hurricane, right? This is, what was this, a Category 1?
Cat 1, baby.
Yes.
All right, so this is my first hurricane. Real quick, what was Harvey 5? What did they?
No, Harvey actually wasn't that big of a storm. The problem with Harvey was it just got here and sat.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I believe, was Harvey, it was a 2, maybe? Two or three. It was a 2 or 3, but the problem was it just got here and stayed.
Yeah, I just remember Clint told me just kept driving through it. But
stay at it, man. Persistence.
Yeah, I guess. This is my first hurricane. Category 3 is
yeah,
is
Harvey was a 3.
This is my first hurricane, and I'm literally obviously new to this, my first rodeo here, and I'm curious from you and the people, 713-572-4610. I'm just wondering, is this an acceptable time frame?
No.
Is everything that is happening right now, is this maybe not acceptable, but is this normal? Was the preparation for this appropriate? I'm just curious because I've never been through I've been through winter storms. I've been through like where, hey, they know, hey, we're about to get drilled with, you know, 15 inches of snow and it's going to be, and we're going to be prepared and we do this. This is my first one. I'm just wondering, is this the appropriate route, or are you looking at this thinking this isn't good enough, this is not how it should be, they should be moving further along, they should have more people back on, they should have prepared better for this, or is this just what happens when you have a hurricane like this? I'm just curious. I'm wondering as we're talking out loud.
Well, look, you can't ever over prepare because you really don't know what the hell a hurricane's going to bring. Like Tyler said, Harvey came and Harvey when it hit didn't do near the damage that this one did.
Where I'm at, it
didn't do near the damage, but it sat so all the bayous filled up and flooded everybody in the area, right? And so you just don't know. So I hate being in hindsight going, well, you should have done this and you should have done that and this should have happened. But my understanding of like some legit frustration at this point is more with the preparation than it is what's going on right now. Like waiting until after the storm to bring the additional help that you needed and stage the additional help
instead of before.
That should have all been in place, and as soon as the storm passed and it was safe to travel, boom, they're here and they're getting it, right? That's my understanding. I don't know much about how you prepare for it, before it gets here, other than you can have the troops waiting. And my understanding is they didn't do a very good job of that.
Yeah, I'm looking at this.
You're coming from a place of semi-ignorance.
I'm just wondering. Hey, Ron, this is as fast as they can get. Because I said, Courtney used to work for the Power and Light Company in Kansas City, and they said the first 30 hours they had a third of people on back with power, and she was like, a third.
Yeah,
she's like, that's awful.
And I would say those feelings are right.
That should be a lot faster, and they should be able to get more people on than that third. Because I'm just wondering, is this something that, hey, Ron, this is kind of how it goes with a hurricane, or was there like they kind of drop the ball? Because see, with the freeze, I can get the freeze. You're not built for that. You know, you don't have trucks, you don't have anything. It took me a minute to come through when Armin told us, yeah, guys, we're gonna everybody's gonna have Comrex. And we're going to do this from the crib. I said, it's supposed to be 35 degrees.
Right.
What are we talking? It's 40 degrees. So the sun's out.
It's going to be beautiful.
What are you talking about? He said, man, I remember Wade told me, he said, hey, I'm leaving here today and I am not getting out my house the rest of the week. I said, you don't even know what's coming yet.
Bro. Like,
so I just understand they're not, you're not equipped. This one in my mind, I'm thinking, well, they see hurricanes, tropical storms, weather. There's nobody more prepared than this area. Louisiana and all.
How about that? Speak of the devil, the lights flash.
All of this, and to me, from the outside, Clint Tyler, people listening, I'm seeing people texting in. To me, I would have thought it would have been moved more efficiently than this.
Yeah.
I would have thought more with the experience of being here that like there would be crews ready. To get these poles,
I got a buddy that works in the industry in San Antonio, and he texts to check in on us after the storm, and I hit him back. I said, "Hell, I figured you'd be on a truck coming his way, getting that work." He said something came up. He was not gonna. He didn't make the cut ultimately to be in that crew. He said, "But they're all leaving tomorrow to come that direction." And this, the storm had already passed. I mean, you know what I mean? So, I mean, they were 24 hours after the storm passed before they ever left San Antonio to get down this way. Now, that was just one crew. I don't know what all that looks like. But again, if 24 hours later you're bringing trucks in from San Antonio instead of having them jokers closer and waiting and literally rubber meeting the road the minute that the risk is low enough for those guys to travel, you're talking about a pretty large gap there. So, to my knowledge, that's where the ball was dropped was in preparation.
Yeah, someone texted in, Ronnie, it's Ron. After Hurricane Ike, I was without power for 2 weeks. But that was a much bigger hurricane than this, right?
No, I believe I believe Ike was a 3, maybe a 4. But definitely a lot of wind damage like this one.
This is pure ignorance. Because I'm thinking to myself, all right, I moved to Houston.
Hurricane Ike was a 4.
Was it a 4? Okay. Yeah, so that's a...
Yeah, that's a strong one.
So we moved... 40 mile in my mind, I'm thinking, we moved to Houston. Hurricane Category 1. I would not think that it would be from Monday to potentially Sunday.
And that would be the right way to think.
In this region to... I would not have thought Category 1 hurricane, Monday to potentially Sunday, people would be without power.
I think that's probably where the ball was dropped. Is I don't think the people preparing. It was a tropical storm. We don't even know if it'll be a hurricane when it hits the coast.
Yeah,
you know, and then all of a sudden it goes to a 1. It's a little bit more intense than people expected, and all the while they dropped the ball. I bet they don't drop the ball again. I bet when it comes, when the next hurricane comes, wherever that outer band is, they'll be sitting in the parking lot waiting.
Yeah, I would preface this, and I hate that I have to preface this, but it is 2024 where people like to take your words, twist them around, and make them seem like they're something they're not.
Like when you're talking about dogs in a house.
No, we're not. I can't do that with you right now. You just need to get
like
a heart for the pups.
Like you and Lopez and B. Scott just did me? Okay, go ahead.
Hey, I wasn't involved in that.
The audience knows. Go ahead.
I would preface this by saying... I think you guys too, we 100% are so appreciative We are so thankful for all these dudes, all these linemen that are out there trying to get electricity back. I know that's a hard job to be an electrician in this heat. I know it's not fun chopping down trees and getting power back, but these guys are doing it, and we appreciate that. So it's not talking down on them here. But, man, I'll just tell y'all, like I've told my wife from the start of this thing, none of this has felt like the timeline has been close to what it should be. Something has felt fishy to me the whole time. I don't know what that is. I don't have electricity. I'm not doing research or anything. All I know is it was a Category 1, and it feels like the aftermath and the fallout of Hurricane Beryl is, to some degree, more than it should have been.
I just come at it. That's why I came at it from the jump. If there was an absolute crazy blizzard snowstorm, I would think Minneapolis would be able to hold that sucker down and handle it with the best that it could be handled.
Right.
And hurricane, I would think Florida and right here, Texas, Louisiana.
The Gulf Coast for damn sure.
Right, Gulf Coast would be able to handle it. And that's what I'm saying. If this is it. This is what you deal with a hurricane.
Nah.
That's all I was wondering, because I've heard kind of both sides of the deal, and I just wondered, like, this feels slow.
Yes.
Or it could have been better. But I didn't know. So
combine that with things like up until just a few hours ago today. The outage map, the number one resource for people who use electricity in Houston, was not working for some reason, somehow, from landfall till today. Like, it just feels very different and odd than a bunch of the other storms have been.
Well, there. I mean, I've always...
I heard Lopez say CenterPoint took their phone number on down.
Oh, I mean, hell, we've been out here, what are we, two nights?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I slept in my own bed the night of the hurricane.
Yeah, I landed early Monday morning.
So, I mean, we're two nights. I mean, I don't know that, again, I think they probably could have prepared a little bit better. But I think the fear is struck in folks when you hear people talking about saying it could be three or four more nights. It could be seven days. Now, that's crazy. Like, if you don't get, to me, like the ball, like Tyler, something's fishy. The ball has seriously been dropped.
If you don't.
Ron, if like 4 days, you go three nights.
Because we talked yesterday off air. You were like, 2 days at the most.
I would think, to me, and again, I'm sure there's with every one of these kind of the responses to these, nobody's ever going to be 100% happy. They're not going to be 100% right because it's so unpredictable. But to me, I would, if I go four nights where I got to sleep at somebody else's house that has AC, like, I've had enough.
Yeah.
Like, to me, now it's unacceptable. Like, I give grace the 2-3-4 night right there, the 2-3-4 days. Like, it's a monster, man. I mean, these guys are working their ass off to get us back up and running, yes, as quickly as they possibly can. It's just, to your point and to Tyler's point, I think it goes back to the prep early on.
Yeah, text line, Houston has always needed to be more proactive. It's more than just the weather getting here. It's the grid. Someone else texted in. You guys are stupid. They had no clue where this was going to make landfall. There is a lot of damage, and they are doing what they can.
We're having a discussion,
jackass. I have lived here for 40-plus years, and I prepare. Even through all of them, I live on the water. You guys shut up and quit acting like cats.
You're such a pioneer, man. What a badass you are, dude.
I don't have power.
I don't have power either.
Man, are so cool. I mean, you are a man's man out there, whoever you are, Texan.
Clint lives on the water. Tyler grew up near the water. I mean,
live on a lake now.
Yeah, maybe stupid. I came and said it. It was ignorance for me. I'm wondering. I've never lived. This is my first one.
We're having a discussion.
And I just simply say a place that gets hit with this type of weather all the time, I would think would, you know, like the freeze. Yes, you're screwed.
Right.
If a hurricane rode through Kansas City, they'd be screwed.
Like, yeah, well, I, you know, look, I don't think it has anything to do with not knowing where the hurricane was going to go.
Land,
I mean,
yeah.
if you are Houston and anywhere from Corpus all the way up to hell where I'm at, if there is any chance that a hurricane
gotta be ready. Yeah.
Of any size is going to hit there, I mean, the prep should be to overthink this thing and over-prepare this thing and not get caught shorthanded. And again, like I said, my understanding is that maybe they got caught a little shorthanded. I don't know if that's from somebody just dropped the ball, somebody didn't think it was that big of a hurricane. I don't know. I don't know exactly why, but I don't think it's crazy to at some point be disappointed that a Category 1 hurricane causes, like, you get into a week's worth of power outage. Like, you're nuts, sir. If a tropical storm that turned into a Cat 1 right before it hit shore is you're going to lose power in this area for 7 nights. Yeah, that's a little bit more.
I knew you were going old voice. I knew you were because he said 40 years.
I've been 40 years. You're stupid.
All right.
I've been here 46 years.
I know it.
Hurricane Alicia, boys.
Even though we're dealing with this hurricane and the ramifications from it, Clint still found a way to get himself football horny. Himself football explosive. We'll let you hear what did it for him. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue to roll through here. All right, Clint, let's get you in a good space. You done fooled around and got yourself football horny by probably the guy that we don't mention the most in terms of the new additions, right? You talk a lot. We get a lot of Diggs talk. We get a lot of Danielle Hunter talk, a lot of Joe Mixon talk. But Alshire, we don't talk about the linebacker a lot, Clint. And, I mean, when you think, especially to D'Amico, Clint, hell, he may be the most important piece that they brought in, a guy they upgraded in the middle of linebacker spot that is going to be the voice of the defense.
Yeah, look, if you're going to make the move, let Blake Cashman walk, who was really productive, absolutely. I mean, he's a guy that played really well and excelled in D'Amico's defense, and earned a paycheck and was going to get the money somewhere else, and he got it. He got it in Minnesota. But if you're going to let that guy walk after one productive year in your system, in a year where he seems like he's starting to blossom a little bit and was really promising with Christian Harris, that linebacker position, then, you know, whoever you bring in needs to make sense. And Azeez Al-Shaair, he clearly makes sense with the history with D'Amico Ryans. And the more we hear from him, clearly he speaks D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio's language. I just think he's one guy that the Texans need to really get used to hearing about,
yeah,
and hearing from. Mike linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair, he's a good interview. He was on Locked On Texans podcast with Cody Davis, and he's a really good interview. He gives some good insight. He's not just beating around the bush. He's talking ball. It was really good. So one, he's a really good player. Two, he's a good interview, a good soundbite. So I think that the Texans fans in general, Ron, are just they're not real familiar with this guy yet, but that they will, he will become I would imagine a fan favorite fairly quickly.
Not sure D'Amico, and Perryman was a veteran. Not sure D'Amico had a kind of voice, his voice on the field last year. Yeah. You know, even as the DC in with the Niners, obviously Fred Warner was a voice here, and he had Al-Shaair in San Francisco before he was in Tennessee, so he knows him well. It does feel like this is a coach, so to speak, a voice on the field.
Well,
for him,
I mean,
something that he didn't have last.
D'Amico
year.
Ain't bringing dude in if he ain't real confident that his best years are ahead of him. You know what I mean? He's bringing him in just because he knows the system. Like I said before, this is year two. You could have paid Blake Cashman, and Blake Cashman had a year in the system where he played a lot and excelled and knew the terminology and obviously communicated well, you could have done that if that's what you were looking for. Like, the further we get into this thing with D'Amico Ryans, the less it's going to matter that somebody has previous experience in this system, because everybody on the defense that matters, right, has at least 1 year of experience in D'Amico's system at this point in time. So I just look at this guy, and I think there's so much more to him than just his experience with D'Amico Ryans. But that leads me to my overall point when listening to the Locked On Texans podcast with Cody Davis and Azeez Alshire, the middle linebacker for the Texans. It brings me to this. Like, he strongly...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Of course, backs D'Amico Ryans. And this is for me, one of a handful of reasons why Houston, we just got to be thankful for the guy that we got in D'Amico Ryans. I know he's a fan favorite. He was a fan favorite as a player, and everybody gets it. But here's Alshire talking about what I believe, personally, what I think gives D'Amico Ryans some real staying power and gets me good and worked up about him being the head coach here moving forward. It's not about being offensive-minded or defensive-minded. It's really not about the end result of having 10 or 11 wins. It's about the day-to-day grind and how he goes about his business that really gets me worked up.
If he could, he'd go out there and play tomorrow. That's the type of mentality that he has. It's just like this urgency, and he talks about it all the time, but since the urgency, he used to beat that into my head when I was a rookie, me and Dre Greenlaw, all the time, since the urgency. And so he takes so much time to make sure that you know what you're doing, because for him, it's everything. And so at the beginning, it's so like friction, because you're just like, bro, what's wrong with this man? Like, I remember he used to be me and Dre like all the time. And I mean, it'd be times when he's ready to just like slap him upside the head.
Boner alert. Look, the linebackers are obviously in great hands here with D'Amico Ryans. That clearly is real talk. But what I like is that mentality of a guy that's been in the linebacker room with D'Amico Ryans before, where D'Amico Ryans is the defensive coordinator, and now he's the head coach, and he's taken that approach to the entire football team of there's a sense of urgency about everything you do. And it sounds like a little thing, but trust me, I was involved in two different organizations that lost a lot of football games.
That didn't have that.
One of the biggest things they were missing was a sense of urgency. Whatever you're doing, whatever you believe in, whatever your identity is, to hell with who cares about it or who agrees with it. Like, have a sense of urgency and a purpose, and be intentional about what you're doing. It's amazing how many How many, I think, businesses and how many football teams don't have that? And it, so it seems very minimal, but to me it is absolutely huge that D'Amico Ryans operates that way. And I'm sure he does it as a head coach now. So as a Texans fan, man, I just look at it. It's just one more moment where I was like, yeah, man, we got the right dude.
No, yeah, and somebody who can push that.
Yes.
Right?
Just like, firmly believes
and we've heard how much of a leader he is in there, and people respect that. And, I mean, this is a guy who played for the 49ers who has won. Right? Maybe with Tennessee they didn't as much, but he has been around winning, and that's something that pushes that. Like I said, just another maybe mini D'Amico in pads.
Yeah.
That pushes all of those things. Yeah. I know there's more. I know there's more on the football horny thing. No, let's give it to the people. Here, let's hear him. Let's hear him talk about Christian Harris.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hear him talk about. Let's give it to the people. Let's hear him talk about Christian Harris real quick. And a lot of people believe Christian Harris has a chance to be big time. This was his linebacker mate talking about him.
He was saying like Christian Harris was like the most explosive linebacker he's ever coached, and I'm sitting there like, really? Like it kind of, because that was a bold statement. To me, it was always Jerry Greenlaw pound for pound. When he said that, it was like, dang, like it kind of like, I'm like, okay, I'm watching, really like see what this is about. So you know, now being here and being with him, man, like explosive, like he literally is literally that, you know, explosive as heck.
The beautiful thing about that, Ron, is real
simple. You were around Dre. You saw him at Arkansas.
I saw Dre play. I mean, I saw him from high school. He was at his Fayetteville High School. He was a safety there, and he moved to linebacker at Arkansas. And now at Arkansas, he steadily had defensive linemen sitting in his lap most of the time, so he wasn't as effective as a linebacker. So D'Amico really saw something, took a gamble, and then brought it out of him. But I think the statement there is ultimately – you know, a lot of times, and D'Amico's guilty of this, all head coaches are to a certain degree, is you know, there's a lot of blowing smoke about your players, especially when you take over a team that's been through a ton of adversity and has done nothing but lose. You got to try to build them up. And I think there's times when Nick and D'Amico and the organization maybe, you know, puff somebody up a bit and it's really just for show. Christian Harris, to have that come from a linebacker that, again, is in the same room, and a linebacker that clearly thought, well, wait a minute, damn, I saw you're talking about this guy being the most explosive. I mean, I've seen you coaching a pretty good room when I was in the same room with Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw.
And this is it, yeah.
I mean, clearly D'Amico, what D'Amico's seeing and saying in Christian Harris is real. And to have one of your position mates put that out there publicly is a strong statement. So another guy in Christian Harris that –
especially somebody who had already initially turned his nose up at you. Okay, dog.
Yeah. Right.
And then he was like, "Nah, man, you're right." And we said, "I'm telling you, Doug, that Lamar Jackson game, that turned me."
Yep, agreed.
Christian Harris, I didn't know anybody at a linebacker position could do that. All right, coming up as we continue rolling through, we'll let you hear words from the general manager of your Houston Astros. They got a big win, but words from your general manager on what the next couple of weeks could look like. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue rolling through here. Sports Radio 610 got you down. And hopefully everybody is doing well, or at least as well as you possibly can during this situation. The three of us are in the same boat as many others. We are one of the, I believe, 1.3 million who are still without power here, but surviving and being able to come in and hope you all are doing the same. I told y'all about Judy yesterday. Courtney said Judy came up to the house again today. I don't know how that went. This is, hey man, this
Judy's lonely, bro.
Dog, that's what it is. I'm telling you, if y'all got stories, y'all got a little closer to neighbors. Y'all met some folks y'all ain't seen before. You ain't done it. What?
I'm not, right. You're a lover. That's you're a long story on my end.
A long story. You got more than one neighbor.
You couldn't even get a fence argument settled, Tyler.
Oh, I got it.
We got a fence argument settled.
Oh, I settled
already.
It.
We have one leaning between me and a neighbor.
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy. Usually,
we got to knock
the two
out.
People just go, yeah, we'll split the cost. Let's knock it out.
Split the cost, but we were able to find a nice deal.
I got a grumpy old boomer on one side of me, like that texter in the first segment, and I got one really different kind of fella on the other side. It's very interesting dynamic. But anyway.
He said a different kind of fellow on the other side.
Yeah.
We walk around, you come out and say, hey, man, you know, ask the dumb questions. You got any power? Nah.
How'd y'all fare?
How'd y'all do? Hey, see people cleaning up? We were sitting at the house yesterday, a little breakfast, making a little breakfast, doing a little something. We got the generator outside going. We get a ring of the doorbell. Of course, Bear went ape. And
it's Tuesday morning.
Yeah, Tuesday morning, yesterday. Open up the door. It's a lady there, Judy. She said,
is that my boy Ron?
She didn't say that, but she did say, oh, I saw you all have a generator. I have not been able to charge my phone for a day. I just want to be able to get it.
I need you to describe this lady for me.
I will.
I need you to describe.
She said,
I can't even take you serious the way you're talking. Like I'm over here going.
I just need to get a little juice to let my loved ones know that I'm all right. She said, oh, Judy, come on in. Now, Judy.
Come on in, Judy.
Now, Judy. Judy's roughly 5'2". She had very, very baggy jeans. She's a ginger.
Very bad.
She looked like she was in need of
she was in a rough spot.
Fresh cleaning. I mean, she looked like all of us, sweating bullets. But she was in need. That hair hadn't been really touched. She looked like she looked like the type of person that is probably 10 years younger than you think she is. Like you spot her and just say, well, Judy's every bit of 62. And she's probably in her early 50s.
Okay.
Maybe late 40s. She's like she's lived a hard one, or maybe it was just a hard day. But Judy came on in and Tyler hit it. She needed somebody to talk to. Judy's been cooped up there and she let it go, baby. And we're sitting here and we're like, oh man, no, take as much time as you need. Like Courtney's like, you want some coffee, some water? She go, oh, I'm not gonna take up anything else. I'll just use your charger. And mind you, so we got all the stuff powered in the living room kitchen area. So the kids, they're watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. By the way, if you were wondering, don't throw away that DVD player. Don't throw away them DVDs. I found that sucker up in the storage. We ain't used those DVDs since we moved here, but we got a slew of DVDs. These kids are watching. They're watching movies and stuff. Got this thing hooked up so it came up big. So they're watching a movie. And Judy, she's just like, yeah, I've been here about 20 years. I moved here with he's my boyfriend at the time. We got married, but now I'm just alone, just recently divorced because somebody got a little handsy with the secretary. Nicholas, Nicholas, Lauren, Trey are sitting right here on the couch. They're right. About 10 steps. You know, you've been to the house, Clint. We're at the
island.
We're at the island. the couch right behind the island. And you know, Trey, he's deep in her mouth. Just getting every word of it. He is looking at her, staring at her, getting every word from her. But she said, yeah, I got a little handsy with the old secretary. Yeah, so I moved here. He said, yeah. She said, yeah, from Gainesville, Florida. I took off to Gainesville for a couple of months just to get myself together. And guess what? That broad was living in my house.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Hey, this is 8 minutes.
Judy is lonely.
This is 8 minutes.
She needs to talk to somebody.
Because the what led to it, she asked me a question about how does the generator run? And then she moved into, I've been here about 20 years and just recently divorced because somebody got a little handsy with the secretary. I started to say, Judy, was it you? Judy, was it you? Hey, man, I'm telling you, boy, I died. And you know, I'm in here trying to, I can't laugh in her face, so I'm trying to hold it together. I'm covering my mouth. I'm thinking about trying to think about other stuff. And Courtney's behind her, just giving me looks like, my God. And I see her say to Ronald, Trey, watch the movie. Okay. Because he getting every word of her. Old Gainesville. Oh, Judy from Gainesville. Judy's nice, man. She came up. She was so.
She been back since?
She was. Well, Courtney told me she didn't. She had just knocked on the door to get a little bit more charge. she came up, but Courtney. Yeah, she was so nice and appreciative. She said, "Here, if I," because she just left her stuff up there and went back, and she said, "Can." She said, I just want to give you guys something. You know, she ain't got power. So she handed us a gallon of whole milk and a half of cantaloupe. And I suck.
Wow.
I suck.
You didn't have to do all that, Judy.
Courtney took her phone and stuff to her. And Courtney's walking back down the street with this gallon of whole milk. And it's... June 14th on the date, if you're wondering. But this gallon of whole milk, I mean, yeah, July 14th. Check that.
It's a month.
July 14th. Sorry, we got a couple of days. And that half cantaloupe, I mean, she looked like she just went in there and just looked for something. Something
whatever
to give her,
she had left, it wasn't ruined.
We was like, you ain't got to, man. Come on.
How
come
long
on down,
had the
dude.
Power been out at this point?
I mean, this is Tuesday, so.
Monday morning.
Yeah, Monday morning. So
yeah,
it's
don't
been
drink
about,
that milk.
And then, no, hell no.
It might look more like cottage cheese.
She might have had it on ice.
Yeah, I think it was cold.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe
it
so.
It was cold when Courtney was walking down there. I said, but I mean, we ain't no big milk drinkers to begin with. But I mean, I was blown away by old Judy. But well, Judy told me, boy, somebody got a little handy with that secretary. Like the way she told it, Tyler, she's told that story a lot. That is Lord. A icebreaker.
Well, I'm sure
for
she's
Judy.
Still in that stage.
Yeah, that. Oh, yeah.
It just happened. That's she's so, still in that stage.
Her relationship infidelity is her icebreaker.
Oh, there's no question.
And you know, it was a see Clint. I know it. Clint would have been. Judy would have had Clint for an hour because Clint does not know. Clint would have asked one gateway question.
Yeah, to open the floodgate.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah, one gateway
oh, you're on
question
it.
to get through.
Oh yeah,
like just but a simple one. And I knew not to say anything. I knew
I would have had to get more details on the secretary.
I know you would have. You would like just this one thing would have kept her there for 45 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, how long were you all married? Judy would have spun that.
Well, I mean, look, and then see there, and then you next thing you know, you've got 2 hours of a hot ass day after a hurricane that you were dreading. You had some good stories, man. You let her get it off her chest. She clearly needed to get something off her chest, man.
Oh, clearly. Judy seems like she's worse than me as far as tech. Oh yeah, she was. Oh yeah, Judy was and we sit up there once that thing got charged up. All we heard it, you know, Judy ain't got her stuff on vibrate. Or silent.
Oh no! You started dinging.
Oh, ding, ding, ding! I mean, they're all coming one after another.
Fox newly single, baby. You should have checked them.
I should have checked them.
You should have checked and see what her old Tinder, what her Tinder page looked like.
Swipe left.
Oh, you think she got a Tinder? Oh yeah. Hey, I want to get her on there. I do. I want to see Judy on her A game.
What about Andy?
Oh
is
yeah.
Is Andy married?
I know. I'm not sure.
You want to get Judy and Andy together? I want to see. I mean, she's. I didn't realize. I said, "Ooh, she's a ginger." I mean, it is.
Did y'all see Andy's hat yesterday?
She looks. You're so stupid. She looks like she's coming right out of like a scene from Dallas or Dynasty. Like she's got 80s like 80s red hair, 80s flowing. Like she looks like she's staying in 88 right now. So, I mean, hey, Andy.
I need to ask Andy. I've never asked Andy if he's married.
I want to see her hair.
I didn't know what you were freaking saying, what you wanted to see. Started out with Big Booty Judy, and all of a sudden you wanted to see. I'm thinking, wait, what happened here?
Hey, I want to see her with her hair laid. I want to see what her number one outfit is.
Mm-hmm. But it's got those, what are those called? Those, like, glimmering, shiny things.
What I picture is a preacher's wife in the 80s. like that kind of outfit, that kind of getup, like
pantyhose.
Yes, big. I think Judy's got big glasses. Like I think that's
now I'm picturing Mrs. Doubtfire.
Does she listen?
I hope so. But again, you would have told her. I was not giving Judy my occupation. Because Judy was somebody texting. If Judy was fine, Ron, Mr. Nasty would have said, come on in, Judy.
Oh, ain't no doubt. He'd have
stop
had,
it.
Ain't no doubt.
I told Judy to come in. Hey, we out here helping. You come to me. Hey, you see that generator? Come here. I'll help you out. You need a charge. Come on up. Knock on the door. Just give me 15 minutes before you tell me some of the most deepest things in your life.
That'll make you get that generator behind the gate, behind the fence, so nobody can see.
I did move it. That was what.
Keep you from knocking on asking for a charge.
Oh, Judy. Hey, big 3-3. Astros, big win last night. And old Ron L coming through again, doing what he has done all year long. We'll get into that conversation. And maybe is there more that the Astros need to be doing. Also, some positive news on the injury front. We'll let you know about that, as well as you talk about Lance McCullers. Team USA is dealing with their own very, very own Lance McCullers. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Then I'm all right. We said, oh, Judy, come on in. Now, Judy.
Come on in, Judy.
Now, Judy, Judy's roughly 5'2". She had very, very baggy jeans. She's a ginger. She's a ginger.
Very baggy.
She looked like she was in need of
she was in a rough spot.
Fresh cleaning. I mean, she looked like all of us, sweating bullets, but she was in need. That hair hadn't been really touched. She looked like she looked like the type of person that is probably 10 years younger than you think she is. Like, you spot her and say, well, Judy's every bit of 62. And she's probably in her early 50s.
Okay.
Maybe late 40s. She's like she's lived a hard one, or maybe it was just a hard day. But Judy came on in, and Tyler hit it. She needed somebody to talk to. Judy's been cooped up there, and she let it go, baby. And we're sitting here, and we're like, oh, man, no, take as much time as you need. Like, Courtney's like, you want some coffee, some water? She go, oh, I'm not going to take up anything else. I'll just use your charger. And mind you, so we got all the stuff powered in the living room kitchen area. So the kids, they're watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. By the way, if you were wondering, don't throw away that DVD player. Don't throw away them DVDs. I found that sucker up in the storage. We ain't used those DVDs since we moved here, but we got a slew of DVDs. These kids are watching. They're watching movies and stuff. Got this thing hooked up so it came up big. So they're watching a movie. And Judy, she's just like, yeah, I've been here about 20 years. I moved here with he's my boyfriend at the time. We got married, but now I'm just alone, just recently divorced because somebody got a little handsy with the secretary. Nicholas.
Oh, whoa!
Nicholas, Lauren, Trey are sitting right here on the couch. They're right. About 10 steps. You know, you've been to the house. Clint, we're at the
island.
We're at the island. The couch right behind the island. And you know Trey, he's deep in her mouth. Just getting every word of it. He is looking at her, staring at her, getting every word from her. But she said, yeah, I got a little handsy with the old secretary. Yeah, so I moved here. He said, yeah. She said, yeah, from Gainesville, Florida. I took off to Gainesville for a couple of months just to get myself together. And guess what? That broad was living in my house.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Hey, this is 8 minutes.
Judy is lonely.
This is 8 minutes.
She needs to talk to somebody.
Because the what led to it, she asked me a question about how does the generator run? And then she moved into, I've been here about 20 years and just recently divorced because somebody got a little handsy with the secretary. I started to say, Judy, was it you? Hey man, I'm telling you, boy, I died. And you know, I'm in here trying to. I can't laugh in her face, so I'm trying to hold it together. I'm covering my mouth. I'm thinking about trying to think about other stuff. And Courtney's behind her, just giving me looks like, my God. And I see her say to Ronald, Trey, watch the movie. Okay. Because he getting every word of her. Oh, Gainesville. Oh, Judy from Gainesville. Judy's nice, man. She came up. She was so.
She been back since?
She was. Well, Courtney told me she didn't. She had just knocked on the door to get a little bit more charge. she came up, but Courtney. She was so nice and appreciative. She said, here. If I, because she just left her stuff up there and went back, and she said, can. She said, I just want to give you guys something. You know, she ain't got power. So she handed us a gallon of whole milk and a half of cantaloupe. And I suck.
Wow.
I suck.
You didn't have to do all that, Judy.
Courtney took her phone and stuff to her. And Courtney's walking back down the street with this gallon of whole milk. And it's... June 14th on the date, if you're wondering. But this gallon of whole milk, I mean, yeah, July 14th. Check that.
It's a month.
July 14th. Sorry, we got a couple of days. And that half cantaloupe, I mean, she looked like she just went in there and just looked for something. Something.
Whatever she had left, it wasn't ruined.
We was like, you ain't got to, man. Come on.
How long had the power been out at this point?
I mean, this is Tuesday, so.
Monday morning.
Yeah, Monday morning.
Yeah, don't drink that milk.
And then, no, hell no.
It might look more like cottage cheese.
She might have had it on ice.
Yeah, I think it was cold.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe
it
so.
It was cold when Courtney was walking down there. I said, but I mean, we ain't no big milk drinkers to begin with. But I mean, I was blown away by old Judy. But well, Judy told me, boy, somebody got a little handy with that secretary. Like the way she told it, Tyler, she's told that story a lot. That is Lord. A icebreaker.
Well, I'm sure
for
she's
Judy.
Still in that stage.
Yeah, that. Oh, yeah.
It just happened. She's still in that stage.
Her relationship infidelity is her icebreaker.
Oh, there's no question.
And you know, it was a see Clint. I know it. Clint would have been. Judy would have had Clint for an hour because Clint does not know. Clint would have asked one gateway question.
Yeah. To open the floodgates.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah, one gateway question to get through.
Oh yeah.
Like but a simple one. And I knew not to say anything.
I would have had to get more details on the secretary.
I know you would have. You would like just one thing would have kept her there for 45 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, how long were you all married? Judy would have spun that.
Well, I mean, look, and then see there, and then you next thing you know, you've got 2 hours of a hot ass day after a hurricane that you were dreading. You had some good stories, man. You let her get it off her chest. She clearly needed to get something off her chest, man.
Oh, clearly. Judy seems like she's worse than me as far as tech. Oh yeah, she was. Oh yeah, Judy was, and we sit up there once that thing got charged up. All we heard it, you know, Judy ain't got her stuff on vibrate or silent.
Oh no, it just started dinging.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. I mean, they're all coming
to one after another. She's newly single, baby. You should have checked them.
Yeah, I should have checked them.
Should have checked and see what her Tinder page looked like.
Swipe left.
You think she got a Tinder? Oh yeah. Hey, I want to get her on there. I do. I want to see Judy on her A game.
What about Andy?
Oh,
is
yeah.
Andy married?
I don't. I'm not sure.
You want to get Judy and Andy together? I want to see. I mean, she's. I didn't realize. I said, "Whoa, she's a ginger." I mean, it is.
Did y'all see Andy's hat yesterday?
She looks. You're so stupid. She looks like she's coming right out of like a scene from Dallas or Dynasty. Like she's got 80s, like 80s red hair, 80s flowing. Like she looks like she's staying in 88 right now. So I mean, hey, Andy.
I need to ask him. I've never asked Andy if he's married.
I want to see her hair.
I didn't know what you were freaking say. What you wanted to see? Started out with Big Booty Judy, and all of a sudden you wanted to see. I'm thinking, wait, what happened here?
Hey, I want to see her. I want to see what her hair laid. I want to see what her number one outfit is.
Mm-hmm. But it's got those. What are those called? Those like glimmering, shiny things.
What I picture is a preacher's wife in the 80s. Like that kind of outfit, that kind of getup, like
pantyhose.
Yes, big. I think Judy's got big glasses. Like I think that's
now I'm picturing Mrs. Doubtfire.
Does she listen?
I hope so. But again, you would have told her. I was not giving Judy my occupation because Judy was somebody texting. If Judy was fine, Ron, Mr. Nasty. Would have said, come on in, Judy.
Oh, ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt.
I told Judy to come in. Hey, we out here helping. You come to me. Hey, you see that generator? Come here. I'll help you out. You need a charge. Come on up. Knock on the door. just give me 15 minutes before you tell me some of the most deepest things in your life.
That'll make you get that generator behind the gate, behind the fence, so nobody can see.
I did move it. That was what.
Keep people from knocking on asking for a charge.
Oh, Judy. Hey, big 3-3. Astros, big win last night. And old Ron L coming through again, doing what he has done all year long. We'll get into that conversation, and maybe is there more that the Astros need to be doing? Also, some positive news on the injury front. We'll let you know about that, as well as you talk about Lance McCullers. Team USA is dealing with their own very, very own Lance McCullers. We'll discuss that coming up next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/AtBat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.